Welcome to What Mortgage TV and the Mortgage Nights one-to-one. I'm Ben Wilkie, the editor of What Mortgage, and I'm here with Mike Cook, who's head of personal lending at Post Office Mortgages. Today, we're going to be talking about first-time buyers. Why are first-time buyers considered so important to the housing market?
First-time buyers are important for a number of reasons, and one of the main ones is that everybody who owns a house now is once a first-time buyer. It's that exciting step, and as a country we have a high rate of home ownership and a lot of people aspire to own their own home. And to buy your first one is that first step onto the property ladder. And by getting onto that ladder, if you're buying it off somebody else, it frees them up to move on to somewhere else. It may be a different location, it may be a different style or type of property, it may be people who starting a family or want more space, and so it just keeps that cycle. And throughout a person's life lifespan, they have changing needs, and right up to the point where you may actually then wish to downsize a property. So the first-time buyers are very important to just keep that whole cycle of property ownership going.
It's always been difficult to buy your first home, but is it any tougher at the moment?
I think it has traditionally been quite tough to start on the property ladder, become a first-time buyer. And I think the last couple of years, with all the sort of very publicised issues in the lending and financial markets, it has got a little bit tougher. And there's other factors as well. So, for example, students are leaving university with much higher levels of debt than they ever have done. So, for example, it takes a lot longer to sort of settle those debts and clear them before you feel in a position to get that first foot on the property ladder. I think related to that as well, there are certain sort of fashionable areas that people aspire to live in, and actually you can afford to rent in those areas, but actually to buy your first home there can actually be really quite expensive. So it has to work with the compromises as well. And there are a lot more products available in the market as a whole, but also specifically for first-time buyers. So, for example, a return of the more lower deposits, the sort of 10% deposits and so forth, just genuinely better deals and better rates. And I think one of the good things to come out of the last couple of years is better education for everybody. People go into these things now with their eyes slightly wider open, aware of the pitfalls of borrowing, aware of the benefits and aware of the costs and everything else involved. So people are taking, I would say, less risk. They're not stretching themselves quite as much and getting themselves in a genuinely better position to start home ownership. The average age is sticking around the sort of 30, early 30s mark, but the size of the deposit does tend to get a little bit bigger, because the other reason it's quite tougher is that, of course, house prices themselves have carried on growing on the whole over the last few years and have sort of accelerated ahead of sort of things like pay rises a little bit. So people have to just save up that little bit more in order to start that first step.
What are the key factors new borrowers should think about before buying their first home?
There are many important things to look at before you get on the property ladder. And one of the main things is to actually look at your current outgoings and debts, what can be cleared before you go into essentially buying your house is probably the biggest investment you'll ever make. And that needs to be the number one priority. So it's clear to get that in focus. Also, it might be worth checking your credit if for any reason you're slightly concerned about anything in your past. You can do that on a variety of websites to assist, because this is what lenders will look at as well, to make sure everything's in line. It's also important to do lots of research, whether that's to do with house prices in the area you want to move to, or whether that's to do with other statistics in the area, or schools, or crime rates, whatever it may be. The web is a great tool for research. And I think the other thing with house prices, which important facts to make, is that don't assume like in the past that you can appreciate the value of your house very quickly in say 2 years and move on, and things are slightly different, and it's best to think medium to long term always with these things.
How should borrowers approach the home buying process?
A sensible approach to looking into buying your first property is first to look into the finance available, do your research online, look at the types of mortgages available, familiarise yourself. But also the key thing is to look how much you can comfortably afford to borrow. There are a variety of calculators available, a lot of websites. And you can also do something called an approval in principle or an agreement in principle, which is where you put in various things about yourself, the type of property you want to buy, your income, and it will calculate comfortably the maximum amount a lender would provide to you, but also it would sort of do a credit search and give you that certainty that actually right from the start you can afford and you are capable of buying your first home. And I think the next thing to do is also to look, there's an assumption you've narrowed down your areas and the types of property. But the key thing about preparing an offer is have a limit in mind and be prepared to walk away. It's very, very easy at the start. Think, but I really, really love this house. It's slightly outside my budget, to keep creeping and creeping until you get to the point where actually you do need a life as well. So when you've got your mortgage and it's this this big sort of commitment in your life, you've got to make sure that you do live outside of that as well. So be prepared to walk away if things get out of their reach as well. And of course, once an offer is accepted, you then need to go back to the lender and actually do a full application or continue to apply for that mortgage.